This is the Guardian Equity Academy radio show with David Fanton. Learn to invest in real estate. David is Executive Vice President and Head of Curriculum for Guardian. He has 27 years in the industry with combined experience as a real estate investor, broker, appraiser, and business owner. David is an investor with interest in companies that own more than 800 apartment rental units, single family, and commercial property. He is a member of the local, state, and national apartment associations. Got questions about real estate investing? You're in the right place. The Guardian Equity Academy radio show starts now. Here's America's voice on real estate investing, David Fanton.
Foundations, what are they all about? Good afternoon and welcome to the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. I'm David Fanton. Learn to invest in real estate. That's the name of the game. That's what we're going to talk about today. In a little bit, I'm going to bring on a very special guest who's going to be talking about foundations. More on that in just a sec. If you're tuning in for the first time, wondering what we do here at the Academy, Guardian Equity Academy is a national academy located with corporate headquarters right here in Houston, Texas. And we provide online classes, specialized training sessions, and more that you can watch and participate from in the comfort of your home. We also have in-person live events such as the Real Estate Investor Main Event, which is a huge networking party that's coming up in April. I'll talk about more in a little bit. And we also have one-day workshops on different topics in real estate, as well as coaching and much, much more. You want to learn more about all this? Go to InvestorStarterKit.com, and I'll give you a personalized 30-day roadmap and how-to videos for free. Go to InvestorStarterKit.com. Let's talk about foundations. What are they all about? Well, if you live in Houston, and I know some of you are listening to the show, you're in different cities or states, you may not have this problem. But in Houston, we have these soil conditions. And because of these soil conditions, things move around. So when you build a house, typically, and I'm from the East Coast, and on the East Coast, what we did was we had basements, which is this basically this level below the ground. And that's where we used to put all our junk. Here in Houston, since there are no basements, what people do is they put all the junk in their garage, or they put it in what's called a Texas basement, which is really where? Up in the attic, which, think about that, a Texas basement up on the second or third floor. Kind of a misnomer, but I got used to it, and I'm sure all of you who were born and bred in Texas or live here for a while are used to it as well. But we had these basements on the East Coast. And in those basements, you can finish them out and put a rec room or a club room or a bedroom or an in-law suite or whatever the case may be and put all your junk down there. But in Houston, Texas, we don't have basements. We have slabs. And we build upon these slabs or foundations houses and apartments and other types of properties. And because of these certain soil conditions, and I'm not an expert on this by any means, but Steve Newberry is going to come on in a second with Foundation Check. He's an expert, and he can tell you more about the soil conditions. But the point being is we have this movement. And when we have this movement, the slab moves and cracks, and it causes other problems. It can cause problems to the house itself, the structure. You might see some cracks in the walls. Well, that could be because of a foundation settlement. You can see doors that don't close on the door jams. Well, maybe there's some foundation settlement. I've seen it when I've been in apartment buildings, older apartment buildings in the 60s and 70s. I could take a marble and I could drop it on the floor and it would roll downhill because there was that much of a pitch due to the settlement that would happen, that a marble would just roll on its own on a floor. I've been in a house where I had to kind of climb uphill, walking uphill, if you will, because you can see that there's a slope upwards. Now, some of these things might have to be fixed, and some of these things may not have to be fixed. But you have to decide when you go out there and you're looking at a foundation issue, am I going to fix these things at all? What am I going to fix? Or what are my solutions or remedies? How much money do I have to spend or not? And what will happen typically is you call a foundation company because they do foundation repair, and they go out, and they're going to look at it and go, you need 10 piers. Add $150 or $200 per pier, and we're going to jack up the house, and you need 10 piers or 20 piers or 40 piers. Or if you have an apartment complex, you need 250 piers or 300 piers. It can get expensive. And there's other ways that they can treat it. Do they drill through the concrete from the top, or do they tunnel underneath from the bottom? You didn't know you had to know all this stuff about foundations. Well, here's the thing. I'm not saying that all foundation repair companies are going to go out there and go, yep, you need to put all these piers in. I'm not saying that foundation repair companies are going to go out and try to rip you off, because there are good foundation repair companies out there. The point I'm making is they might be a little biased because, after all, they make money principally on doing what? By doing foundation repairs. And again, there's good ones out there and not so good ones, and you have to do your due diligence, you have to vet them out, you have to ask for references, just like you would for anything else that you would do in life, right? Well, enter Foundation Check, which is our special guest today. His name is Steve Newberry, and he's the founder of Foundation Check. And he has all this background in foundations. What he does is he does an unbiased inspection report, meaning he tells you what's happening, and then he may give you solutions that may not be so expensive. Then it's up to you to go out and hire a foundation repair company, because Foundation Check and Steve Newberry do not do repairs. They give you an accurate assessment, kind of like a home inspector coming out to do a home inspection. They tell you what's there, then you decide what to do next. So the point being is, this is a company, Foundation Check, owned by Steve Newberry, who actually does these foundation inspections. And he's going to give you a nice, neat report. Well, he's going to talk more about what is foundations all about, how they come about, how they work, how they sometimes get broken, and more importantly, how you can fix them, but not all the time having to spend as much money as you think you might have to. And these are some of the things we're going to talk about and learn about on today's show. And folks, if you want an unbiased assessment of the foundation for your property, you need to contact Steve Newberry with Foundation Check. In this part of Texas, soil conditions make foundations challenging for a house. The only tool that many foundation repair companies have to sell you is an expensive foundation pier. Foundation Check provides an assessment report of the foundation, but does not make repairs because they are not a repair company. Foundation Check takes the extra step to look at the cause of the foundation movement and suggest less expensive options to solve your problem. Don't make a costly mistake by thinking expensive foundation repairs are your only option. From 2009 to 2011, 72% of their clients did not need peers. To learn more, contact the pros at Foundation Check. They're a Guardian Equity Academy featured vendor. You can check them out on the web at foundationcheck.com or give Steve a call today at 832-858-0867. Foundations, what are they all about? I'm going to bring in a very special guest. His name is Steve Newberry with Foundation Check. Don't you dare touch that dial. We've got a whole lot more to come. Stick around, folks. I'm David Fanton. I'll be right back.
This program is provided for informational and educational purposes only, is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of a financial instrument, a real estate investment, or securities of any kind, and should not be relied upon as an investment recommendation or advice. Guardian Equity Academy and its affiliate companies make no representations or warranties as to the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information presented by any speaker and have taken no independent steps to verify the resume of the speaker or his or her information. The information is not intended to provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Use of any information, materials, and opinions given or discussed is at the user's own risk. Users are encouraged to discuss the information with any legal, accounting, or other professional deemed necessary to understand the risks and uncertainties implicit in investing in real estate. Learn to invest in real estate. Visit GuardianEquityAcademy.com or call 713-461-8580.
Hi, folks. I'm David Fanton, real estate investor and radio show host for Guardian Equity Academy. Listen closely. I challenge you. That's right. I challenge you to potentially improve your investment strategies with real estate. Guardian Equity Academy provides classes, webinars, and events online and in person available 24/7 at your convenience. Take the Guardian Equity Academy Challenge. Go to investorstarterkit.com. And I'll give you free access to the online Quick Start class, as well as three how-to videos and the vendor list. Learn to invest in real estate today. Take the Guardian Equity Academy Challenge. Go to investorstarterkit.com. That's investorstarterkit.com. Or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton, and this is Guardian Equity Academy.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Learn to invest in real estate. It's the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. Here again is America's voice on real estate investing, your host, David Fantin.
And we're back to segment number two of the Guardian Equity Academy radio show, brought to you by Foundation Check. Want an unbiased assessment of your foundation? Foundation Check can save you thousands in unnecessary repairs. To learn more about Foundation Check, you can visit them on our vendor list at investorstarterkit.com. So, folks, our topic today is foundations. What are they all about? They're very important because they hold up everything above it, right? The roof is protecting everything below, and the foundation holds everything up from below above. And you need to understand the ins and outs of foundations. There's a lot of things that can be seen with foundations, but there's a lot of things that cannot be seen. And you need to bring in an expert who can actually explain some of these things for you. And I'm going to bring in just a short moment here, Steve Newbury, who's he's the man, he's the pro, and the founder of Foundation Check. Folks, I'm going to remind you of a few things coming up. If you are tired of landlording and you want to learn how to keep the cash flow but lose the hassle, you want to attend a special one-day workshop and learn from a pro, Mitch Steven. It's the one-day workshop, The Art of Owner Finance, being held on Saturday, April 5th, starting at 8 o'clock. This is an action-packed 6-7 hours to learn about landlording without being a landlord, basically doing the owner financing. So how to stop being a landlord but keep the cash flow, where to find bargain properties, how to establish a property's value in 5 minutes, when to know when to walk away, how to use none of your own money, and much, much more. It's going to be taught by author, My Life in 1,000 Houses, Mitch Steven. He's done, in fact, over 1,200 transactions, and he'll be teaching this great class called The Art of Owner Finance. If you want more information, check it out at artofownerfinance.com. That's artofownerfinance.com. All right, let's bring in my very, very special guest. If you're buying a rental property or flip, but, hey, you're not sure what's going on with the foundation, is there a small problem? Maybe there's a big one. Do you want an unbiased opinion? Well, on today's show, I have Steve Newbury of Foundation Check. His company does the report but not the repairs. This means you get a neutral opinion and assessment, which can also potentially save you thousands in repairs. Steve Newbury, welcome to the Guardian Equity Academy radio show.
Thank you, David. Glad to be on the show. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm so happy to have you on the show. So, Steve, first and foremost, tell us a little bit about Foundation Check. Tell us about your background and why you decided to start this company.
Well, I have been investing in real estate in Houston since 2004, and I have seen the fear in many investors' eyes when someone mentions foundation problems. I was working for an engineering firm at the time, doing all kinds of inspections, including foundation evaluations. And I knew there were all kinds of misinformation and or no information about the foundation issues. I felt I could help the investor by giving them the information they needed to make a good business decision and save them money also. Not only could I help investors, but the general public could also benefit from our services. So Foundation Check was born in 2008. So I've been doing having the company since then. Before that, like I said, I worked for an engineering firm for 9 years doing all kinds of inspections. And prior to that, I was a superintendent building houses in the Houston area for 16 years. So I have probably a little over 30 years of experience in the construction area.
And that's awesome, Steve. So let's talk a little bit about a few things. So I guess first and foremost, too, what areas of town do you work in? What areas do you cover? So if I have a foundation problem, do you come out to the Woodlands?
Oh, yes. We go from Galveston to Conroe and Woodlands and then from the coast out past Katy. So, you know, most of the areas that are in the greater Houston area, yes, we do foundation evaluations in those areas.
So I need to understand this, or actually our people need to understand this, that you actually do what's called a foundation report, and you're not a foundation repair company. So tell us what the difference is in the services you provide versus, say, a foundation repair company that will come out and assess the situation.
That's right. We don't do foundation repairs, nor are we affiliated with any foundation repair company. So our clients can be sure they're getting an independent, unbiased report. And we do the foundation evaluations for single-family homes, apartment complexes, and like commercial structures. The homeowners, we provide them a professional report with digital pictures, an AutoCAD drawing with elevation reading so you'll be able to see where the high and low spots are. We'll send everything to an outside engineering firm. The PE reviews our data and writes a separate letter agreeing with our conclusions and recommendations. They'll take the seal and stamp and sign the letter, send it back to us, and we'll package all of this up plus a couple other items and send it to our clients. In our reports, I think the most important part is that we'll talk about the underlying cause or causes of the foundation movement. And then in addition to that, we'll also recommend actions that our clients can take to address those issues.
And folks, we're talking today with Steve Newberry. He is the founder and owner of Foundation Check. They're one of the Guardian Equity Academy's featured vendors here. If you have any questions about foundations, well, I've got the man on the line right here. He's the pro. Pick up the phone right now and give Steve a call right here on air at 713-785-1817. That's 713-785-1817. So, Steve, I want to talk about this problem, and I talked about it in the first segment. You know, I come from the East Coast. I've been here now in Houston area for, I think, about 14 years, 13 years now. My wife is from here. We met on the East Coast. You know, I was in the business as an investor, brokerage firm, appraisal firm, and, you know, the houses on the East Coast principally had basements. But here in Houston, they don't build houses with basements. They build them on slabs. So tell us why that is, and then why there are so many problems or actual movements of these slabs or foundations.
Well, we have very expansive soils that our houses sit on, and that foundation is called a floating slab. And the clays in the soil will shrink or contract when they dry out, and they will rehydrate, or when they rehydrate, they'll swell up and expand. This expansion and contraction of the soils are what moves our houses all around and cause cracks in the sheetrock, brick, tile that you see, and the doors and windows to stick. So the expansive soils are what cause the foundations to move all around, and just addressing those causes, you know, is how you can address the movement that you're having in your home.
You know, and Steve, I think some people that are going to be hearing what I'm going to say in just a moment are probably going to laugh, but I've seen it, and I know you've seen it. And we remember when we had that experience of drought over the last couple of summers. I've actually seen people actually watering their foundation. And I thought they were watering the flowers, but they weren't watering their flowers. They're actually watering the foundation. What the heck is that all about?
That's right. We've been in a drought for five going on 6 years. The total lack of the total amount of deficit is about 4.5, almost 5 feet of rainfall. And last year we were almost 11 inches below normal rainfall. This January we were short on rainfall. So we've been in a drought for quite a while. And some of the other common causes of foundation movement, there's a dozen common causes, but, you know, the drought has been here for the last 5 or 6 years. Trees in your front yard, you might have a plumbing issue underneath the slab. Maybe you don't have positive drainage away from the house, gutter down spot location, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a dozen common causes that are moving these homes around, and we'll come out to do a foundation evaluation evaluation, we will try to locate the underlying causes and suggest actions that you can take to address those causes.
And Steve, talk a little bit about foundation piers. You know, we hear this term that, you know, my house needed 10 piers. My house needed 20 piers. My apartment complex needed 240 piers installed. What is the purpose of a pier? And let's walk through that a little bit.
Well, a pier or a piling, and they're a little bit different, but I guess for this conversation, we'll use a general term of piers. Piers will underpin your foundation and try to lift up the low areas to get the foundation within industry tolerances for residential construction, or get it close to being level. So the average, there are several different kinds of piers, or like I said before, there's bell-bottom piers, there's pressed tile piers, ramjack system. There's foam injection. Some of these work better than others for different situations. So there's not any one way to address all situations.
And folks, we're talking with Steve Newberry. He is a featured vendor here at Guardian Equity Academy, and his company is Foundation Check. They don't do repairs. They do fair and accurate assessments, unbiased assessments. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about that. In fact, today's segment is brought to you by Foundation Check. Check them out at foundationcheck.com. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about common fixes. We're going to talk a little bit about costs and what you need to fix versus what you don't need to fix. That's Steve Newberry with Foundation Check. I'm David Fant with the Guardian Equity Academy Radio Show. Stick around, folks. I'll be right back. What's ahead in 2014 for your investments? Not happy with the results you had last year or the year before that? Hi, I'm David Fanton, real estate investor and radio show host for Guardian Equity Academy. Learn to invest in real estate as an alternative to the stock market. Guardian Equity Academy provides classes, webinars, and events online and in person, available 24/7 at your convenience. Learn what you need to know to get started in real estate today. Go to investorstarterkit.com, and I'll give you free access to the online Quick Start class, as well as three how-to videos and the vendor list. Learn to invest in real estate. Go to investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton, and this is Guardian Equity Academy.
Learn to invest in real estate. It's the Guardian Equity Academy Radio Show. Here again is your host, David Fanton.
And welcome back. This segment today is sponsored by Foundation Check. Check them out at foundationcheck.com. Folks, what are you doing on Wednesday, April 16th? You want to attend one of the larger investor networking parties in Houston? Well, you need to come out to the Real Estate Investor main event. We're going to have case study night where we're going to be talking about single family and multifamily case studies. It's all about the numbers, and those are going to be presented by some of our members. Free drinks, free apps. It's free to attend. We're going to have great investor networking as well as the vendor exhibit hall. Build your real estate team, and vendors will be out there, such as Foundation Check and Steve Newberry. It all takes place on Wednesday, April 16th. Again, it's free to attend. It's at the beautiful Bell Tower on 34th, centrally located. For all the information and to grab yourself a seat, just go to realestatemainevent.com. That's realestatemainevent.com. And folks, today we're talking about foundations. What are they all about? I have a very special guest on the line today. His name is Steve Newberry of Foundation Check. His company does only the report. They don't do the repairs. So what does that mean to you? You get a neutral opinion and an assessment, which could save you thousands in repairs. And before the break, Steve, we were talking a little bit about what foundations are, why they move, and then we started talking a little bit about peers. Now, let's talk a little bit more about some of the common types of repairs that are done. Obviously, we have piers, but there's a lot of different things that you can do to a foundation. One of those is to not do anything at all. But let's talk about some of the common repairs that are done to a foundation.
Well, there are, you know, the bell-bottom piers could be installed. Segmented piles or press piles could also be installed. That they are used to level the foundation. Addressing the underlying cause, depending on what the causes are, the homeowner can do a majority of this themselves if they know what's causing that movement. Let's say if it's the trees that are in their front yard, possibly a little more aggressive watering program around the front of the house, putting in root barriers between the house and the foundation. If it's a plumbing issue, yeah, you need to go have a plumber come out and fix the problem. And once that's repaired, it may not come up to where it was originally, but it may come up significantly close to where it should have been. So you may not need any expensive piers to be installed.
And you bring up an interesting point, because there could be some things that you can do. I guess the term is almost maintenance or preventative maintenance. In other words, you got a really big tree growing next to your house. It's probably a good idea to do something about that root system, i.e. maybe remove the tree. And there's other small things that you can do that won't lead to the big things. I find that very interesting. So let's just say that I have, and it could be my private residence, it could be a rental property that I have, it could be a rental property I'm considering buying, it could be a buy and flip. What are the benefits of getting this foundation inspection report that you provide?
Well, we'll provide the investor the information they need to make a good business decision. If it needs piers, we'll not only tell them yes or no, not only tell them how many they need, but we'll mark down on our AutoCAD drawing exactly where they should be placed. But if the house is within industry tolerances for residential construction, they may not need expensive piers. Just, you know, what in our reports we'll outline what the underlying cause or causes are, and then we'll also suggest actions that they can take to address those causes. And then they can go get bids from their different contractors that they have to see what the cost would be.
So basically what I'm hearing is it's almost as if you're saying, here's the scope of my report. We believe at Foundation Check that you need X number of piers in these locations. And then basically you're more or less giving the scope of work, if you will, via the report to the foundation company. And then Harry homeowner or Harry investor who owns that house can say, look, my guy says in this report that I need 8 piers in these locations. Give me a bid on that. So first, let me make sure that I'm saying that correctly. Is that true, Steve?
Yes, we don't give the reports to a foundation repair company. We give them to our clients. And our clients can take the, you know, if it does require foundation piers, they can take the AutoCAD drawing, make 3 or 4 different copies of it, and give it to 3 or 4 different foundation repair companies to get bids from them. The report will outline other contributing factors so they can call a tree expert or a plumber or whatever a report may indicate, and they can call them to get bids for the repairs. A lot of times, also, you not just buying the house, but let's say you're selling the house and it has that little crack down the middle of the foyer tile that they know prospective buyers are going to see, but maybe that's been there for the last 40 years and it's not, you know, moving the foundation's not moving. If that's the case, we can give them a report that if, in fact, the house is within industry tolerances for residential construction, it will say that. And, you know, some of the potential buyers, instead of saying, well, you know, there's a crack down the middle of the tile or crack in the brick veneer right at the entry, you need to give me $1 million off the price of the house. Well, he said, we've already had it inspected, and here's the report, and it's good to go. They don't have to you know, reduce the price of their home that they're selling just because there was foundation movement, you know, 10 years ago, and it stopped now. But the house is still within industry tolerances.
So really what I'm hearing is two things here. So one is the first part was basically you take this report as the owner of that property, and you say to the inspection company, here on this AutoCAD drawing, it's 7 piers are needed, and here are the locations, give me a price. So one of the things that could potentially happen is instead of that company saying you need 15 or 18 or 20 piers and charging you extra money, you only get the work that you need done based on the report that they get from you at Foundation Check. That's the first part that I hear.
We'll save them a bunch of money because, like you said, they may not need 40 piers. They might need just 5 or 6 or none at all. And also, I go on so many inspections every month that already had expensive piers or work. You know, why? Because they haven't addressed the underlying cause or causes. And if you address those causes, it may be much cheaper than expensive piers. Also, it will last longer over time. So, yes, it saves people just a bucket load of money over, you know, just thinking that the foundation is the only needs, you know, expensive piers to be installed. It's like, you know, have you ever had a headache in your life? Well, did you go to a brain surgeon? No, you took an aspirin. So why go to the most expensive option you have is expensive piers when, you know, you can address the underlying cause?
And I like what you're saying, because you're saying you're not only just fixing the problem, but you also have to address the underlying cause that actually caused that problem, because that may come back and happen again. The other part of what you just said, and we're getting ready to go into a break, excuse me, is that on the other side, if you're selling the property and an investor is going to buy the property, or another hairy homeowner, and they want you to do all this work because of some crack in a tile that's been there for X number of years, you could also provide them a report that says, look, there's nothing happening or going on with this house. It doesn't need these repairs, so that it can also, on the backside as a seller, save some money as well. Steve, hold that thought for a second. We're going to come back from the break in just a second. I'm joined today by Steve Newbury. He is the founder of Foundation Check. If you want to learn more about them, go to foundationcheck.com. I'm David Fanton. We're talking about foundations. What are they all about? Stick around, folks. I'll be right back. Cash flow, equity capture, principal pay down, appreciation, depreciation. These are five ways a real estate investment can potentially make you money. How many ways can your current investments make you money? One, maybe two? Hi, I'm David Fanton, real estate investor and radio show host for Guardian Equity Academy. Learn to invest in real estate today. Guardian Equity Academy provides classes, webinars, and events online and in person, available 24/7 at your convenience. Go to investorstarterkit.com, and I'll give you free access to the online quick start class, as well as three how-to videos and the vendor list. Learn to invest in real estate today. For free access, go to investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton, and this is Guardian Equity Academy. This is the Market in a Minute Report. I'm David Fanton, brought to you by Guardian Equity Academy. Learn to invest in real estate. Visit investorstarterkit.com. Rents continue to rise, and so does occupancy. The last 2 years have shown 5 to 6% increase in rents annually, according to Bruce McClenney of Apartment Data Services. And in 2014, according to McClenney, the Bayou City should see population growth at an average annual rate of 125,000 more residents per year over the next 5 years. Job growth to continue at a pace of 75,000 net new jobs for the next 3 years, and rental growth as much as 5.5%. Does your investment plan include real estate and accommodating some of these people needing rentals? Learn to invest in real estate at Guardian Equity Academy. Go to investorstarterkit.com and get free access to the online quick start class, three how-to videos, and the vendor list. Go to investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton with Guardian Equity Academy, and this is the Market in a Minute Report.
Batting for the Guardian Equity Academy Radio Show, your host, David Fanton.
And we're back. This segment is brought to you by Foundation Check. Want an unbiased assessment of the foundation for your property? You need to contact Steve Newbury with Foundation Check. The only tool that many foundation repair companies have to sell you is an expensive foundation peer, but not a Foundation Check, because they provide an assessment report of the foundation, but does not make repairs, because they are not a repair company. If you want an honest assessment and want to know what's going on with that foundation before you go out and get repairs, you need to contact the pros at Foundation Check. They are a Guardian Equity Academy feature vendor. You can visit them on the web at foundationcheck.com. That's foundationcheck.com. Or give Steve a call today at 832-858-0867. And folks, we are talking about foundations. What are they all about? And my very special guest is Steve Newbury, the founder of Foundation Check. And we're just talking about foundations. We've been going through a lot of different stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on Steve. We've got about another 4 or 5 minutes to go here. In fact, folks, if you have a question for Steve, here's a pro on the line right now to talk about anything you want to know about foundations. Give us a call right now at 713-785-1817. That's 713-785-1817. 785-1817. So, Steve, let's talk a little bit about gutters. You know, people talk about gutters on a house. Is that a good thing or a bad thing insofar as a foundation is concerned?
Well, it could be both good or bad. It depends on the house itself. If you have a square or rectangle-shaped house, I'm talking about if you're looking at the plan view, if you're up 30,000 feet looking down at the house. If it's a square or rectangle house, you probably don't need them, and it may... If you do have them, it may be causing some little problems because most of the time the downspouts are at the corners, right? And, you know, so you go along your house, it's dry. And then you get to the corner where the downspout is. When it rains, all that water goes down and rehydrates the soil right there in the corner. Then you go along the back of the house. The back of the house is dry. Then you get to the corner, it's wet. Go along the other side of the house, and it's dry again. So you get this, some areas are dry, some areas are wet. You get that differential movement in the foundation. And so on a square or rectangle-shaped house, you may not need gutter downspouts, and they could actually, you know, be a minor contributor to foundation issues. There's other certain shapes of the houses, other than a square or rectangle design, that you may be more prone to issues that might be causing areas of where water is being held. So in those areas, you definitely need some gutters to address those issues of where it's holding water. So, yeah, sometimes it could be a bad thing or sometimes it could be a good thing. Every house is a little bit different, and depending on that shape of the home, you may or may not need gutters.
And, Steve, we're just about out of time. We've got about 10, 15 seconds to go. How can someone get a hold of you?
Our website is www.foundationcheck.com. My email address is Stephen, spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N, at foundationcheck.com. And my phone number is 832-858-0867.
And, folks, I also want to remind you that Steve's going to be teaching a specialized training session. It's a webinar you can actually watch from the comfort of your home. It's going to be offered 6:30 Central Time via computer. More information for that, go to InvestorStarterKit.com. Stephen Newberry, thank you so much for joining me today. That has been Stephen Newberry with Foundation Check. I'm David Fenton with Guardian Equity Academy. You can make excuses or you can make it happen, but you can't do both. Make it happen. I'll see you tomorrow.
This program is provided for informational and educational purposes only, is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of a financial instrument, a real estate investment, or securities of any kind, and should not be relied upon as an investment recommendation or advice. Guardian Equity Academy and its affiliate companies make no representations or warranties as to the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information presented by any speaker and have taken no independent steps to verify the resume of the speaker or his or her information. The information is not intended to provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Use of any information, materials, and opinions given or discussed is at the user's own risk. Users are encouraged to discuss the information with any legal, accounting, or other professional deemed necessary to understand the risks and uncertainties implicit in investing in real estate. Learn to invest in real estate. Visit GuardianEquityAcademy.com or call 713-461-8580.